This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. This interview was recorded during the Create at State Symposium in April. In this interview, I talk with Courtney Light from Alicia. She graduated as a theater student at A-State and is now on her way to New York City, where she was accepted for the Neighborhood Playhouse's prestigious professional actor training program in August. Her research that she presented at Create at State involved designing hair and makeup for A-State Theater's production of Animal Farm. I started the interview by asking her how she developed her love for acting.
I took an acting class and I realized that I still wanted to be on stage. And I also was in a drama team in church, so that also got me used to it. But it was very welcoming here, and all the professors are very sweet, and they really want you to help you and succeed.
What is it about the stage itself? I heard some people say, you know, there's just something about just being on there. What is it for you?
For me, it's being free in a way and getting to be a million different people. I don't have to be myself when I get up there.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the research that you've presented at Create at State.
So I'm presenting my red fox that I did in our Stage Makeup 2 class, and that shows the eye-mouth-nose connection of how to translate an animal to your face. And then I also am presenting the hair and makeup I designed for the production Animal Farm last semester.
Right. Tell us about how you did that by way of, you know, some of the different, you know, designs of animals and those kinds of things. Tell us about that.
So my professor recommended that I also look at the eye, nose, mouth connection for this, and just taking each actor's face and putting that drawing of, like, if it's a triangle or an hourglass figure, and seeing how you would put the eyes in connection to their eyes, but maybe it's further away for like a donkey to get the bulging eye, or maybe their mouth is all the way down their chin for a horse. And that's really what started all the sketches, and then adding color and seeing what popped on stage and really read to the audience.
Right. And what's the challenge with doing something like that?
The challenge is taking a face plane and making a new face plane on it. So if, like my fox, I don't have a long, elongated nose, so how do I put that on my face with just makeup? That was the main challenge.
Right. And tell us about, how did you get interested in this research?
In this research, I took Stage Makeup 1 a couple years ago, and I really got into it. I've always loved makeup, but I've never done theatrical makeup. And then learning that I could manipulate my face into looking like anything I wanted was just incredibly exciting to me. That I could be anything.
Right. And with that, I know that, you know, there are obviously, you know, different faces, different, you know, different forms and different things in that. So you have to take that all kind of into account as well.
Yes, of course. I started, especially with the colors, looking at the actor's hair color. So maybe getting their animal to be that same color would help them blend in. But then I found, like, on Kaylin, who is African-American, I couldn't put black hair on his, that black color on his face. It wouldn't show up on stage. So then I had to go back in and put in white and, like, highlight his features and enhance them on stage to actually make them show up.
Right. And so with these different things, the actors themselves, kind of what was their thoughts on that?
So we started very early in the semester and gave them some practice days. And then that ended up having me go through adjustments and new sketches, because you can draw something on paper and then you put it on their face and it does not work. I know for the horses, I went through several changes.
Right. Courtney Light joining you here on the Create at State podcast. So you said that your interest in the stage in this started as a child, right?
Yes. I started on stage when I was 4 years old, dancing. In high school, I went through some community plays. And then in church, I was on drama team. And then getting here and just learning that it can be a career and it can be a life, and your passion really drew me to it.
Right. And with that, what is it that, you know, kind of your, when you leave Arkansas State, how do you think that Arkansas State's helping you to be able to do this as a career?
Well, I know that Arkansas State has helped me get into the Neighborhood Playhouse School of the Theater in New York City. I will be studying there after school. And they've taught me discipline. I mean, I had discipline, but in a way that's like, you have to fend for yourself in this industry. And knowing that you have to outwork everybody in whatever you try to do, or you won't get there. And then also finding so many friends and family just in this one department, and them promising you that there'll be a home for you in the theater.
Right. How did that work out, the way that now you're going to be going to New York City? Kind of tell us about that.
So I started researching the school last summer, and my advisor, Mark Williams, he's also our Shakespeare professor right now, he recommended the school to me, and then I visited in August when I went for the Soft Animals workshop, which we just showed a couple months ago. And I visited and I talked to a man named Edwin Alexander, and he gave me a big tour and told me all about the classes. And then in November, I went through the application process and I had an audition and an artistic review over Skype because I couldn't get back there.
Right.
And then in about 2 weeks, I heard back and got accepted in.
Well, congratulations. How did it feel to be accepted in that?
I felt incredibly honored and humbled because I'm scared out of my mind, but very excited to learn all the things I don't know.
Courtney Light joining us here on the Created State podcast on KASU. What are some of those things that you're going to learn that you say that you don't know in that regard?
Well, I know that I still need a lot of improvement in my voice work, because I'm pretty soft-spoken and it's hard for me to project, and like I'm in voice lessons right now, but I know that they go in a lot more in depth for that. And I know that they have more combat classes, which I'm very interested in, and I've partaked in that a lot here. And I know that it's very hard for me to let go on stage sometimes because I get in my head, and their program is based on Sanford Meisner's work, which is a lot of improv and just being in the moment.
Right.
So I'm hoping that will teach me a lot I don't know.
So would you rather follow a script or be kind of unscripted, kind of like in the, like what you're talking about?
In a way, I'm more comfortable following a script, but I also love what I find when I don't have one and being in the moment. And one thing that we're doing right now with our RSO called Lunchbox Originals, we're doing a play called Ushers that was written by Amy Fawn. And it's a script, but we have so much ad lib that we have so much freedom to just do whatever we feel in the moment. And it's very exciting.
Yeah. And unpredictable, but I guess that's kind of, you know, that's part of the excitement of that. You know, that sometimes it can kind of, I don't want to use the word get out of control, but sometimes it might a little bit.
Yes, it does. Sometimes we just spend like 10 minutes laughing in rehearsal and we're like, oh, we have to get back to work.
So, you know, by way of different plays in that, when you're in New York, will you be able to, you know, are these like, where would these kinds of shows be held at, like at that playhouse or in other parts of New York?
Oh, well, the first year is mainly you just go to class, and then like here at, in the Fowler Center, we have labs where we go work on the costumes and the set for each show. And that's what we'll do for the second years at the school, because they're the ones who do all the productions and showcases. So then when I get in my second year, I'll be designated to one show, maybe two, and then there's like a musical performance, and then there's showcases where agents will come, and maybe I'll book an agent while I'm there.
Wow. And so with that, you know, have you lived in Arkansas all your life?
Yes, I have.
What's your thoughts on moving to New York?
I'm a little afraid. I was there for about a week. So right now I'm looking for roommates and an apartment because they don't have housing. I'm really just excited to go on an adventure because that's really what it's going to be.
It really is. But tell us about how, first of all, with this particular art design that you've been doing, who's your instructor or your professor in that?
Oh, it's Claire Abernathy. She is our costume shop manager, and she does all the costume design classes, construction, and makeup classes.
How was it collaborating with her on this to be able to kind of get ready for Animal Farm and doing kind of the hair and makeup? How did that collaboration process work?
She was incredibly helpful. We would meet maybe like once a week, and she would give me advice on, she wouldn't like tell me what to do, but she'd take my research and say, well, look at this and like see how this manipulates this face. And she'd show me different sketches and she'd say, just try it and have fun and see what works. And then even practice on your own face. So she was constantly in the process and helping me and guiding me.
Right. And other faculty I know has really helped you kind of as you've been going along.
Oh, yes, definitely. My advisor, Mark Williams, he's right over there. He's been incredibly helpful my last 3 years. And he's really been so encouraging and letting me know that I don't have to be afraid to go into this career. And he's been such a great mentor and friend.
And that they also still have your back even while you're in New York City, that you can always contact them.
Yes, of course. They've promised me that over and over. And
sure.
Mark's even said that he's coming to visit me at some point. So that will be very great.
Presenting here at Created State, how does that help you in this work at Created State? How does that help you and other students to be able to present your research?
I think it helps us get our names out and our work out and showing our artistry and our theatricality. And for me especially, when all these judges keep coming up to me and asking me questions, that lets me know, what do I know like to regurgitate to them? How can I explain my work in my own words without it just being on a board and you looking at it? And it tells me what I need to work on in my own presentations and even with the makeup itself, if they don't understand something.
How do you feel about that when you see the sketches to life? And when you see them on stage and know, that's something I did, how did that make you feel when you saw that?
It felt exhilarating and very humbling. Even in dress rehearsal week, when I'd see them and I'd have to keep making changes, I'd just stop for a minute and think, they're putting my work on stage. They must really trust me. And just being very grateful to my professors and trusting that with me. And seeing my work come to life on stage is amazing. Not being on stage myself, but knowing that I can still manipulate it.
And that is Courtney Light on the Created State podcast. Light's acting experience at A-State included roles in All in the Timing, In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, and Silent Sky. Next on the podcast, I talked to Kaylee Beatty. She's a studio art design major at Arkansas State. And she talked about her presentations at Created State titled Mental Self-Portrait and Home. Here is that interview.
Right now I have two prints that I made on digital illustration first, and then I printed them off and actually did screen prints of them. And then the piece in the middle is my sculpture titled Home. And my research on that basically was, the project theme was to do something that reminded us of home. And so I took nostalgic images, memories, home decorations, symbols of people I love, things like that. And I created clay sculptures out of them and displayed them in this knick-knack shelf, which I'd actually had in my home already from growing up. And so honestly, what I did to come up with it, I just sat down for a few hours and wrote lists of things that I wanted to include and came up with this.
That's fantastic. So how did you come up with the design of all of these?
So for the sculpture, it was something I was already familiar with. Growing up, I had a knick-knack shelf. My grandmother had one. My mom had one. So I was familiar with this idea of collecting little things that meant something to you and displaying them. So that design element was pretty easy, but I just mimicked the images off things that I loved and painted them like they were. And so that came up pretty naturally. For these two prints, I wanted to go with something also nostalgic in the color scheme. I went with like a 70s feel, and I want it to be sort of abstracted florals, abstracted images that were just kind of reminiscent of these 70s posters and things like that. So I really wanted the concert poster vibe with my own style.
So if you don't mind, kind of describe, because I know this is, of course, for the podcast, but can you describe your prints, if you don't mind, please?
Yes. This first print, Flower Power, it is on a mustard yellow background, and it's sort of an abstracted poppy, so it's really block art, just a few colors, and it's pretty simple. And the other piece is a wedding poster, and it actually includes a lot of typography, hand-drawn on Illustrator, and it has greens, oranges, muted tones, and it's just sort of like a fun, whimsical concert poster announcing a wedding.
Fantastic. And I love kind of the middle part here that you have, once again, with, you know, all sorts of different things from home, and you have lots of things, I guess, hearts, Christmas tree, butterflies, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, every single item on that means something to me and has a specific like meaning why it's on there. And so almost every space on the knick-knack shelf, which is an old type case drawer, is filled up with these hand-painted little items, and they all have a special meaning to me.
Very good. How did you get involved in this by way of wanting to do this and go to college for this?
I've been doing art my whole life, and I just played around with a lot of different career ideas, and then finally my mom was just like, you love art, that's what you want to do, you just got to go for it. So it was just kind of a leap of faith. I like went out on a limb and said, I'm going to do what I love to do. So that's how I got to it.
And how has it been here working with different people like Dr. Catherine Baker and others here at Arkansas State by way of how they've helped you?
Mm-hmm. It's been a great experience. I've been working for Catherine and Tim Balducci for this whole entire year. And I've been working with the A-State Art and Design Department, working their Instagram, and I've just gotten so much valuable experience. I actually have an internship coming up because of that job, and I just think I've just gotten so much invaluable like presence and motivation and inspiration in all my art through professors.
So tell us about that internship coming up.
It's at the Dixon Museum and Galleries in Memphis. Yay. And I'm going to be working in the communications department, so I'm going to be working with photography and social media, and it's 8 weeks during the summer, and I'm really excited.
And, you know, of course, all that kind of helps. It helped you to be able to kind of get to that point. But tell us about Created State and this platform of being able to present your work. Is this your first time at Created State?
This is my first time at Created State. I'm actually a junior, but I haven't been participating in it yet. And it's such a fun opportunity. I'm so glad I got to do it. I'm getting to showcase my work. I'm getting people's opinion on it. It's just something that's really invaluable for an artist. So I really enjoy it.
Right. What do you think the Created State does for other students to be able to present? I guess the advantages to being able to present at Created State.
I just think it's something that gives you an added boost of confidence in showing your work. It gives you that opportunity to explain it, and it really builds up your abilities to talk about your work, which is something you have to be able to do at Created State. So I think for everyone that gets to present in whatever field they're doing, it helps them to be more involved in their own field, which is something like really important for them.
Right. Well, you're talking about different kinds of design here, which I think is really interesting. Of course, you have the two prints, and then you've got the middle display that's there. Are there some challenges in doing like one over the other, or is one easier to do than the other? If you know what I'm trying to.
Each one's pretty unique. I've got my hand in a lot of different medias of art, but I've kind of honed in on sculpture and printmaking, and they each have their challenges. Time-consuming wise, sculpture takes a minute, but I have a lot of fun doing it. And printmaking, it is a lot of fun and can seem easy, but there's so many little variables, and printing it every single time to make it match is really something difficult. So it might be the one that gets on my nerves the most.
And why is it so challenging?
I just think it's all about, like, the process is so heavy for printmaking, so any little thing you change up, any little technique that you've done different, if the air's not humid enough, everything just is about it. So, like, it's kind of difficult at times, but.
Yeah. These are really good prints. How do you come up with the design?
I guess it's all about inspiration. You know, I was heavily inspired by like 70s concert posters, my favorite bands, things like that, and abstracted art of digital illustrators now that I follow on Instagram and things like that. So it's really a collaborative effort as far as getting the idea. And then I just do a few quick sketches, and then I get on that Wacom tablet and I just draw it out and I just play around. And sometimes it takes a long time and I go through a lot of different designs within an hour, and sometimes it just sticks, so.
And that is Kaylee Beatty and Courtney Light on this edition of the Created State Podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's available anywhere that you find your podcast, or you can listen on the NPR app. And also tell others about that. Please help us to continue with growing the podcast. And if you'd like to contact me, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments you'd like to make about the show, you can always get in touch with me. Here's my email address, jreaves, that's J-R-E-A-V as in Victor, E-S, at astate.edu. Love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU and the Created State Podcast.